The Two Towers, the second installment of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, opens tonight at midnight in quite a few theaters around the country. NPR's Bob Mondello says you probably already know whether you're going to see it.
The Army of Darkness was only gathering in the first movie. It has gathered now and is enormous, bloodthirsty, and anxious to get its filthy paws on that all-powerful ring Frodo wears around his neck. Not only that, but the few, the unhappy few, the band of brothers called the Fellowship, is scattered all over Middle-earth. Two of Frodo's buddies have been captured by the bad guys, and an elf, a man, and a dwarf are in hot pursuit, just as they were when we left them.
3 days and nights pursuit. No food, no rest, no sign of our quarry, but what bare rock can tell.
Meanwhile, kingdoms lie threatened, old animosities keep other kingdoms from helping them, and Frodo and his pal Sam are getting little closer to the dangerous but theoretically cleansing fires of Mordor.
This looks strangely familiar.
It's because we've been here before. We're going in circles.
What does that orange stink? I'm worried there's a nasty bog nearby. Can you smell it?
Yes.
We're not alone.
Boy, are they not. There's a raspy, half-naked little special effect following them. He goes by the name of Gollum, and in a land where good is saintly and bad is evil, he occupies an intriguing, even disturbing, middle ground. Also following our heroes are armies who battle in scenes so epic they're essentially indescribable. Director Peter Jackson could not have made this $300 million trilogy before state-of-the-art special effects got to the state they've now reached. The sky roils, the landscape's very geology seems threatened, and armies clash magnificently.
A new power is rising. Its victory is at hand.
The one problem with The Two Towers is one it shares with the book. As the second part of Tolkien's trilogy, it's all middle. With the characters already introduced and the exposition exposed, there's no real need to talk or pause between action sequences, which admittedly sounds great in theory, and for fans of medieval battle strategy, it no doubt will be. Me, I like a little personality conflict to go with my mortal conflict, but when battles are being delivered with the majesty they have here, especially with the climactic defense of Helm's Deep, a castle in the side of the mountain, it's hard to argue. The place looks impregnable. Alas, a slightly larger than expected army is approaching.
How many?
10,000 strong at least.
10,000?
It is an army bred for a single purpose, to destroy the world of men.
They will be here by nightfall.
Much has been made of the seeming topicality of Lord of the Rings since its first installment brought elemental good and evil to multiplexes just months after September 11. The new film, with its emphasis on building an alliance to counter a graying, bearded frontman for an axis of evil, is going to have its reverberations too. Still, as readers of the trilogy know, the mother of all battles isn't in Two Towers, it's in Return of the King. And unlike real life, we know precisely when that battle will be joined on December 17, 2003. I'm Bob Mondello.